chapter 1. Anybody been blessed so far this morning? Powerful words of inspiration. You already have one sermon today. Praise God. I'm really going to have to get some better security around my notes. But that just lets me know that's the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 1. The title of this one is He in You? Is He in You? Not talking about Gatorade, I'm talking about is He in you? Give me some background, Luke chapter 1. Gabriel sends a message to a priest named Zacharias, telling them that he and his wife were barren, going to have a child. You took a look around verse 14 and 15, even verse 13. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness." Come on now. He's saying joy and gladness is coming out of this. And many shall rejoice at his birth. Somebody going to be happy about something that's getting ready to come out of this couple. Wait a minute. Verse 15. This is the plan of God. "He shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb." I like 16. "And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God." That's coming out of this. That's coming out of this. "And he shall go before him in the power and the spirit and power of Elias, and turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Something great's coming out of this, and if you want to see something great, is something great that comes out of this is something that prepares folk for the coming of the kingdom. Read a little bit further or whatever. So that's the background here. Zacharias gets a word. Yes, wife's a word. But let me pause for a moment before we go any further and talk about Elizabeth. It's something that, as I was looking at this, I call the Elizabeth condition. I take a look at Elizabeth in verse 24. "And after those days," after the word from the message from Gabriel, "after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she hid herself 5 months, saying to herself, 'Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men.'" The Elizabeth condition. She was barren. You want me to get the other one? She was barren. The scripture says she was barren. What does that mean? What does that mean? Barren. Back in those days, barren means you can't produce. Barren means you can't be fruitful. In those days, the culture was such, if you were married and you couldn't have children, people would look at you kind of funny. People would think, oh, you're not being successful. The relationship is not working. Something must be broken. Something ain't working. Because when people looked at you back then and you were married, they expected you to have children. That was the expectation. And if they didn't see the fruit of that, then you were considered a failure. People will look at you and shake their head and go, In fact, nobody. Some people might look at you and go, "You must have done something wrong. You must be cursed. God must be working against you," because they would look at you and expect to see something, and it ain't there. In fact, somebody might come by and look at you and go, "I never want to be like you, or never want to be in your situation or circumstance," because they look at you and they shake their head at you. That's what she's talking about when she says, "People look at me and I'm reproached. People look at me," and I'm just talking about the Elizabeth condition. Maybe it never happened to you, but it happened to me. Where somebody can look at you and say,
look at you and say, we would have expected you to be greater than this. Look at you and say, I expected more out of you by now. Look at you and say, you know what? Shouldn't you be a little further along than this? Look at you and say, something must have been broke. Look at you and say, you must be guilty of something if you're going through what you're going through. Look at you and say, how come you ain't got what everybody else got? Look at you and shake their heads. I never want to be like you. Or in your current condition, the Elizabeth condition. And I can tell you from experience that there's some things in my life, some mistakes that I've made in my life. There's some things going on in my life that if you knew about them, if people look at me, they would go, you should have been further along than where you are right now. But Elizabeth gets a word from God. And when that word gets inside of her, she's noticing something's changing on the inside. Her outside condition is still the same. Still ain't got nothing to show for it on the outside, but on the inside, she's recognizing that God is getting ready to do something. Not getting ready to do something. God has already started something, and something good and something great is getting ready to come out. Come on now. There's some scripture up in there. He who began a good work in you, he is faithful to complete it. Oh my goodness. If you know that God has put something inside of you, if you feel something on the inside of you getting ready to do something in you, he's just getting started. Amen. And something great's coming out of this. And so when I look at this Elizabeth condition, the Elizabeth condition, she looks and feels something on the inside is starting to move. Something on the inside is starting to change. And she says, ooh, in just a little bit, when God gets through, people will look at me and they won't see failure. They'll see faithfulness. People will look at me and they won't see dreams broken. They'll see dreams come true. People will look at me because of the God inside of me. And they won't see me as a failure. And instead of shaking their heads at me, they'll be running to me asking, how did you get through all of that? How did you get in this position? How did God deliver you from this? Somebody's going to look at your situation because of what God's doing on the inside of you and say, I want to be just like you. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I like the Elizabeth condition because I'm on the Elizabeth recovery program, because sooner or later, somebody's going to look at me and say, what you got, I want. Amen. So we start something on the inside. Then the story goes a little further. And in verse 26, the six months after all this, Gabriel, the same angel, has a message and he goes to Mary. In verse 28, the angel came into her and said, hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when you hear that greeting, you always think it's around Mary. And so the angel gives her a prophecy in verse 31 and 33. It says, behold, and you shall conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great. Watch with me, walk with me here on this. Something on the inside that God puts on the inside of Mary, the name is Jesus. John said that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. And the name of the Word is Jesus. Jesus, Emmanuel, meaning God with us. The angel says that Mary is going to receive the Word, or Jesus, the Son of God. What he starts on the inside, when it comes out, it's going to be, verse 32, it shall be great. It shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord shall give unto him the throne. He shall reign. Somebody say reign. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. The angel comes to Mary and says, God's going to put something on the inside of you. And when it grows and matures, and when it comes out of you, it's going to be great. It's going to reign. It's going to be victorious. It's going to be significant. Mary has a response to all of this. You got to know, this is the plan of God. Mary has a response. And in verse 34, she says unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? It's a reasonable question. Mary is saying, you're saying all these good things. You're saying God has a plan for me. But when I look at my right now situation, I don't see how that can happen because I don't have a man. I haven't known a man, so how is it going to happen? Mary is looking at her outward condition. She's looking at things that she... What Mary is saying here parenthetically is, in order for me to be great, you're going to have to set some things up on the outside. You're going to have to make some ways. I'm going to have a better job. I'm going to have a better relationship. You're going to have to put me in a better neighborhood. You're going to have to change my outside condition in order for me to be great. But the angel has a response for it. The angel's response. The angel didn't say, Mary, you're wrong. The angel didn't say, Mary, you don't need all that stuff. The angel said this, verse 35, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which is born of thee shall be called the Son of God. So the angel did not deny that you might need to be in a better neighborhood to be great. The angel did not deny that you might need to have a better ride or a ride in order to be great. What the angel actually is saying here is this. God's going to do something on the inside of you. And when God puts his power on the inside of you, you don't need a man. You don't need a better job. You don't need a better neighborhood, because he's going to do something on the inside of you first. And that's all you need. Because when that comes out, your greatness is not determined on your neighborhood. Your greatness is not determined on the church that you go to. Your greatness is not determined on the job that you have. Your greatness is determined on the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God that's inside of you. Because if you got God on the inside of you, then he'll check. Come on now. You know, there's a verse out there somewhere that says, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then the house can be added, the neighborhood can be added, the car can be added, the greatness can be added. But it doesn't start on the outside, people. It starts on the inside. So stop looking at the outside condition and look at what God is trying to do on the inside, because that's where your greatness comes. Too often we look at our outside condition and what we don't have on the outside, and we say to ourselves, we can never be great. And God says, because of your outside condition, I'm choosing you, so that when people see how great you become when I put something inside of you, when it comes out of you, they're going to say, you did all of that with just this? He did. He's able. Oh, let me just keep reading, because I feel like I'm talking, but I think you need the word. Oh, I just said something. I'm just talking, but I think you need the word. Because whatever it is that he put inside of her, he's the same God. Amen. Look how great Mary is. But it didn't start on the outside. It started on the inside. Amen. Look how great he wants you to be. And it don't start on the outside. It starts on the inside. You wait for Jesus to come? He's already come. My Lord. The same way he blessed Elizabeth, the same way he blessed Mary, is the same way he blesses you and I. She ain't the only one blessed and highly favored. He wants to bless you like that too. But let me just keep reading. Verse 36. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. Ooh, that's a key verse. There's a key word there. Verse 36. If you got a highlight, you might want to highlight this key word in that verse. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. Do you see the key word in verse 36? Somebody say amen when I read it again. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. Do you see the key word?
Wow.
Was.
Yeah. That's a good word.
Was. Because she ain't anymore. Wait a minute. The child ain't come out yet. But she ain't barren anymore. I just said something. You might look at her outward condition and say, ain't no change. But inside, the Lord says, it just ain't come out yet. She ain't barren. Wait a minute. You might say God ain't moving, but you might still be in the same neighborhood. People might say, well, you're still in the same neighborhood. You're still driving the same car. But on the inside, you ain't barren no more. Because God's getting ready to do something in you right now. And when it comes out, it is not constrained by your circumstances or outward condition. It will be great. Amen. Anybody know something great's coming out of you?
Amen.
Plan of God. But that ain't the word. Verse 36. And behold. Just underline behold. Behold means not just with a passing glance. Behold means you don't just kind of peek at it and keep going. Behold means you study that thing. Behold means you grab that thing. Behold means you analyze that thing. So the angel says, because you got to understand where Mary is. He just gave Mary a word and said something's going to be planted on the inside of you. And Mary goes, I don't see how that can happen. And the angel says, well, it's going to happen on the inside. Mary still might have some doubts. And so the angel says, well, you need to take a good hard look at Elizabeth. He says, behold your cousin Elizabeth, somebody that you know. Behold Elizabeth, and look at her. She was barren, but now she's full of joy. she was dry, but now she's about to be fruitful. She was a reproach, but now I'm getting ready to turn that thing around, and she's going to be blessed and highly favored too. He says, you need to take a good close look at Elizabeth, because what I'm doing for Elizabeth, I'm getting ready to do for you. I'm just stupid enough. I'm just crazy enough to understand that this might be more than just a story. Because if he did it for Elizabeth, the angel says, God will do it for you. I'm just crazy enough to go and do what they did. So I'm doing what they did. So I'm beholding and I'm studying what God did for Elizabeth. And now I'm studying and beholding what God did for Mary. And Elizabeth was barren. Elizabeth was broke. Elizabeth was a failure. Mary was a little humble servant girl and wasn't going anywhere. You wouldn't expect anything great coming out of her. But you know what? I'm just so crazy enough that when I look at this story, and when I see how God worked in this story, I said, you know what? I see you working others. I see you working Elizabeth. I see you working Mary. And I want you to work with me. And so when I went to the youth detention facility in December, just about 2 weeks ago, and I looked at 22 young men, I went in there. I went in there looking at those 13 to 18 year old young folks. Most of them black men. And I looked at them young boys, and I went in there. I didn't go in there by myself. I went in there with the power of the Holy Ghost. I went in there because I said, God, if you did it for Elizabeth, if you put something inside of Elizabeth, if you did it for Mary, and you put something on the inside of her, and what came out was great. I'm going in there with the power of the Holy Spirit and with the power of what you put inside of me to turn somebody's heart to the King. And I spoke a word. And two young men gave their life to the Lord right then and there. Amen. And then when we came back and played basketball, and after basketball, I said, is there anybody else? Three or four more came up. And gave themselves to the Lord. And I didn't do it. It's the power in me. And you know what? I have done nothing greater in the month of December than just sharing with somebody else what he did inside of me. And greatness is coming out of that. Come on now. It ain't got nothing to do with your paycheck. It's got something to do with what God put inside you. It's got nothing to do with how many members you got in your church. It's the few members that you have in your church. If God has put something inside of them, you can do something great for the kingdom too. Well, when the angel gets through telling Mary all of that, when the angel gets through describing all of that, when the angel gets through describing and telling him to take a look at all this stuff or whatever, and then he closes it out with this. Look at that. Verse 37. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing shall be impossible. I can do just a few things. Some fiancé things. One or two things. Through Christ. We forget the through Christ part. But when Christ is inside of me, I can do anything. I can do the impossible. When Christ is inside of me, I don't have an argument with my wife that ends in divorce because I can do anything. When Christ is with me, I see myself differently and I see greatness out of this. Greatness is coming out of my condition. Greatness is coming out of my situation. Because I saw what he did for Elizabeth. And I saw what he did for Mary. And I want him to do it for me. Well, Mary believes. 38. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. The angel didn't leave till she got to a place in her life where she said, "You know what? I heard what you said about me. I heard the plans that God has for me. And I see what you've done in others. And so I believe, as the Lord speaks, let it happen for me." And maybe that's what we need to do right now for 2020. It's just to soak, know that God has a plan for your life. That he's going to put a word inside of you. And all you got to do is just let that word grow inside of you. And then let it be watered by his Holy Spirit. And you walk in the power and the greatness of God. And he's going to let something great come out of you. And people will come to you rather than run from you. Say, "Tell me how you do. Tell me how I can be great too." And Elijah. Well, you've seen it exemplified today in several folk. Verse 39. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. Wait a minute. She got up, she rose. She got up, she rose. I've seen some folk getting up today in here. Amen. They got up and rose. I'm looking at the young lady or whatever. She's sitting up here and she's just getting ready to get her preach on. I started going on to do the offering right after she get through preaching. I'm like, what's the got up in her? I'm looking at Junior. I'm like, what's the got up in her? What's going on up in here? What's going on up in this place? What's going on in here? This girl getting ready to get her preach on. Junior sitting up here got a 15-minute sermon going on as part of his inspirational words. I'm like, what's going on here? What got him fired up? He said it's like fire shut up in the bones. Come on now. When you have something on the inside of you and the Holy Ghost of God overshadows you, like it says here, you can't sit down. You must get up. You must leap. You got to shout. It's like fire shut up in your bones. You can't sit down. You got to get up. The Holy Spirit will get you up. So she gets up with the Holy Spirit and she goes to her relative's house. Come on now. This is the holiday season. There's a whole lot of relatives going and visiting. I've had a couple come to my house already. Don't get up and go to your relative's house until you go with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because somebody knows something about going over to some relative's house and the Holy Spirit didn't go with you. Come on now. Do I need to change the topic of the sermon? Not from "Is he in you" to "Don't leave home without him"? Because some of the relatives that I get around, if I don't leave home with the Holy Spirit, it's going to be a clown show by the time I get there. But she goes to her relative's house during this holiday season. Hey, man, it's about 2 or 3 of y'all. I don't know. And she gets there with the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. So she gets there with the Holy Spirit. Take a look at verse 40. And she didn't waste no time. She got there in a hurry. And she entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. I'm almost done. And she entered into the house and she saluted. All she did was walk in the house and say hi. And it came to pass when Elizabeth heard the word, the greeting from Mary, the babe leaped in her womb and Elizabeth got filled with the Holy Ghost. Wait a minute. Mary comes in the house, but Mary didn't come in the house by herself. Mary did not come in the house by herself. Mary had something else with her. Mary walked in the house in the power of the Holy Ghost. And when the power of the Holy Ghost, oh, when the, good grace of Christ,
The stuff that was inside of her, when it leaked out of her mouth and just said, hi, something inside of Elizabeth, that was connected with her, jumped up for joy and said, whoo! And it caused something on the inside to move in Elizabeth. Boy, I can't wait to celebrate what God has started on me on the inside and to go out someplace and show up at somebody else's house with the power of the Holy Spirit. Maybe some should. I just need to go to Baptist East with the power of the Holy Ghost. Sashay up to room 196. And the power that he put inside of me, maybe I might just say something. Even my hello has power when it's driven by the Holy Spirit of God. And it might cause somebody to get excited and say amen. She gets to the house. Mary's got the Holy Spirit, something working inside of her. That word is working inside of her. That word is working. Even her hello has power. And it makes something Elizabeth want to jump. And then she gets filled with the Holy Spirit. She catches what Mary has. So Elizabeth catches it. And then she speaks out in a loud voice. And something great comes out of Elizabeth. Something great comes out of Elizabeth. Something that some of you may have heard before. And she speaks in a loud voice and says, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon... Oh, wait a minute. Now, it says, you know, Revelation says we overcome through the blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony. Well, listen to the testimony. For lo, as soon as I heard the voice of your greeting, your salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. It wasn't an outward joy. It was a joy that comes from the inside. It was a joy that the world can't give it and the world can't take it away. It's joy on the inside that's bubbling up on the outside. And so she gives her testimony. And then she says this to Mary. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And so Elizabeth got the Holy Spirit from it. You know what? And so when I look at this visit, I see a ministry visit, and two things are happening to this visit. And every visit that you have during this holiday season in 2020 should be focused around one of these two things. Mary comes to Elizabeth's house, primarily, I think, because Elizabeth been going through for 6 months. Now, I don't know how this works, because I ain't never had to go through it. Let me talk to somebody who may have gone through it. I don't know anything about this pregnancy stuff. But I would imagine when it first happened, you know, there might be some joy or whatever. But we talk about Elizabeth, who already got a word of God. We talk about Elizabeth, who already started on this thing and was probably really happy when it started. Because she said, ooh, God's going to take away my reproach. But after about 6 months, I don't know, how happy are you?
Slightly happy.
Which just means you ain't as excited as it was when you started. Y'all don't get it. Y'all don't hear what First Lady said. Y'all didn't get it. God will give you the natural to help you understand the spiritual. And so Mary has to hurry up and get to Elizabeth's house because she's been dealing with this thing for 6 months. I know she already got the promises of God. I know she already has the Spirit of God inside of her. But sometimes when you're waiting for the manifestation to happen on the outside, I know he started on the inside, but sometimes when you're waiting to see it on the outside, you just get tired. You can get frustrated. You can be like, I'm not as happy as I used to be. And sometimes God will bring somebody nearby and put another word into to allow you to know that you just need a revival. God will say something, will bring somebody, because sometimes you just get tired. Tired of waiting for God to move. But if you know he started something on the inside of you, it's coming. Just hang in there.
For some people, this word is just a just hang in there word. You already know that God has something inside of you. This is just one of those messages that says, hang in there. Don't let go. Don't let go. And so she gets encouragement. And then the other part of the visit is this. Sometimes people need to visit you so you know just to know and hang on in there. But other times people need to visit to encourage your faith. Because Elizabeth has been going through this, come on, a lot longer than her. Mary just started out. But Elizabeth been doing this for a little bit longer. So because she's been doing this a little bit longer, she says to Mary, what God told you, the plan that he has for you, you just keep on believing. You just keep on believing. Because it's going to happen for you. Yeah. And some of us who've been in this thing a little bit longer, I just came to tell you, don't be discouraged. If you're just starting out, you just go on and believe. Because let me tell you what happens here. As soon as she does this, Mary starts praising. As soon as she does this, Mary takes her praise and worship to another level. Oh, and when I started looking at this, I started looking at my life. I started realizing the plan that when I beheld Elizabeth, the plan that he has for Elizabeth is the same plan that he has for me. The plan that he has for Mary is the same plan that he has for me. And what Elizabeth caught from the Holy Spirit, I'm going to catch. And what Mary caught from the Holy Spirit, I'm going to catch. Come on, folks. It's cold and flu season. If you stand too close to me, you might catch something. But you know what? It's something on the inside of me. If I call for something that come out of my mouth, you might catch some kind of disease. But I don't want you to catch a sickness. I want you to catch your healing. Because it is cold and flu season, but it's also Holy Ghost season. And when I caught what Elizabeth had, and when I caught what Mary had, and when I caught the idea that God's going to work in me the same way, it was easy for me to read verse 46 and said, my soul does magnify the Lord. My spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the low estate of Chuck. For behold, from henceforth, other generations gonna call me blessed. He has shown strength in his arm. He's scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He's put down the mighty from their seats, and he exalted somebody like me who was of low degree. He's filled me when I was hungry with good things, and the rich he was sent away empty. And he helped me as his servant or whatever. And he remembers me in his mercy. And he speaks to my fathers and my forefathers. And he speaks to me too. And what he's going to do for others, he's going to do for me. I can't help but praise him because I caught what they got. Greatness is coming out of this. Greatness is coming out of my situation. Greatness is coming out of my condition. Greatness can come out of this church. Greatness is coming out of you. If you understand that he works from the inside. And the plan of God is for us to be great. God bless you. Hope you had a good holiday season. But we ain't finished yet. You heard Junior say it. We ain't finished yet. If he started something in you, you just got to believe that word is inside of you. And know that if it's in you, if it's in you, I guess the question is he in you? Because if he's in you, then you need to operate and go in the power of the Holy Spirit. And when you go in that power, something great's going to come out of you. And if you don't believe me, did greatness not come out of that girl today? Did greatness not come? The Holy Spirit is in operation in this place. I can't wait to see the greatness that comes out of you. God bless you. Doors of the church open.